the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Dear listeners, in the previous episodes, we concluded that based on the discussions we have had so far, we can understand that there are different effects that could be mentioned for supplication. We said that the first effect of supplication is that it fills out the gap that exists in the human nature. It stops man from falling into the wrong path. It will help him to identify and then to avoid the dangers and hazards in his path. The second effect of supplication is the relation of the unlimited power, divine power actually, with the weak man. And it will bring forth permanent security for man. And this is what actually could be used in filling out the mental gaps existing in the human beings. This will bring all of them a grandeur and glory. Because with this glory, man and women, all of them, can confront problems easily. Because the Holy Quran says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Surely, by Allah's remembrance are the hearts set at rest. And we said in the previous episode that this fact, this concept, is clearly seen, depicted in the words and supplications of the Ahlul Bayt. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, anta mu'ayyidi bin nasri ala a'da'i. O God, it is you who have supported me to defeat my foes. وَلَوْلَا نَصْرُكَ إِيَّايِ If I did not have your assist for me, لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمَغْلُوبِينَ I would definitely be defeated. يَمَنْ خَصَّ نَفْسَهُ بِالسُّمُوِّ وَالرِّفْعَةِ O you who have distinguished yourself with grandeur and highness, فَأَوْلِيَاؤُهُ بِعِزِّهِ يَعْتَزُّونَ Your guardians are invincible, but they are invincible with your glory. يَمَنْ جُعِلَتْ لَهُ الْمُلُوكُ نِيَرَ الْمَذَلَّةِ O you who have made the kings put the yoke of lowness on their necks. عَلَىٰ أَعْنَاقِهِمْ فَهُمْ مِنْ سَطَوَاتِهِ خَائِفُونَ And they are frightened of your influence.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. inasmuch as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua. Based on the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and how he talks to the Almighty Allah, a cursory look at history will elaborate this issue more. The history of the prophets, alayhimu salam, shows that those great ones have always stood firmly in front of the powers of their time. This means that in front of the prophet, there was always a pharaoh. There was always an enemy. There was always one, Namrud. These great men of God have always stood in the right path and resisted. These great men of God in those days lacked even the simplest physical means to defend themselves, but they have never given up. It is interesting to note that prophets were always victorious. And we have seen throughout the history, Prophet Moses, ala nabina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, had Aaron only. Abraham had no one to help him. And our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, only enjoyed Abu Talib's protection. But what happened? Finally, the will of Allah defeated all the others. This is the verse of the Holy Quran that could be used in this case. It could be said to be depicting this result. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. Allah is well pleased with them and they are well pleased with him. These are Allah's party. حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. Surely the party of Allah are the successful ones. And since they stood firm, since they have never given up, this verse of the Holy Quran is here to help them. إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ. Most surely, they shall be assisted ones. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Most surely, our host alone shall be the victorious ones. So, the Holy Quran gives them promise. It actually guarantees the victory of these ones who stand in the right path and never give up. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see. All the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at English Radio at IRIB.IR. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.